Traders were expecting to see the USDA's January report to be friendly to the corn market. Most were looking for some increase in demand or a little bit of tweaking as far as the production was concerned, but nobody was anticipating it to be as friendly as it turned out. Overall, what we saw for 2023 was just a tweaking of some numbers as feed demand was dropped by 3 million bushels. That followed all the way through to increase ending stocks estimates for old crop by that 3 million bushels, putting it at 1.76 billion. But what was the surprise is once we got to the 2024 numbers, USDA decreased planted acres by 100,000, but they increased harvested acres by 258,000. Yield, though, was cut by 3.8 bushels, putting it at 179.3 bushels, second largest only to last year, but it still was 3.4 less than expected by the trade, and that really cut production. Production numbers dropped 276 million bushels to 14.87, which we get below that 15, that's a friendly number, and that really turned out to be friendly. It was also 228 million bushels less than expected by the trade. Looking at as far as the demand side was concerned, we did see some trimming of demand. USDA cut feed demand by 50 million bushels and exports by 25 million bushels, but still the ending stocks estimate came in at 1.5. That's almost a billion bushels less than expected by the trade in their earlier estimates in the year. So that's a big cut over a year's time frame. That was 196 million bushels less than the previous month and 134 million bushels below expectations. That turned out to be a little friendly as far as the corn market is concerned and will continue to put a little bit of a floor underneath this corn market because stocks are much tighter than what we anticipated and much tighter than last year, mainly because of the strong demand side of things. USDA did come in and also raise the national average price for corn by 15 cents, putting it at $4.25.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.